If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there and welcome to the Eurogamer newscast. And this week we're talking about the topic of layoffs, which there has been many of in the games industry recently. Joining me this week, it's the Eurogamer news team. We've got Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
Liv Nahn.
Hi.
And I'm Tom Phillips. A sad topic, but and a really important one, and one that has affected hundreds and hundreds of people across the video game industry. Obviously, it's not just limited to the world of video games, but it feels like this year has been a particularly rough one for people out of work, being told by their employer that their jobs are no longer required. And most recently, of course, we've had major layoffs at Epic Games, the company behind Fortnite and the Unreal Engine. And we've also seen the cancellation, we talked about it just last week on the newscast, of Hyenas, which was being made at UK studio Creative Assembly, owned by Sega. But really, as you look back across the year, hundreds and hundreds of people at dozens of companies have been affected. It's actually, unfortunately, quite easy to lose track of just how many of these we've sadly had to report on. So why are so many layoffs happening? Are there big wider trends? Is it all specific individual cases? I think we can talk through each and discuss. I'd like to start with Team 17 because I think we're based here in the UK, and that is a company that is currently going through a lot of pain with these layoffs that were announced just recently. And this is something I think we'll probably come to a fair bit, but it follows I would say healthy, definitely not bad, series of financial results where the company seems on the surface to be doing okay, and then turns around and lays off a large number of people, more than 50 Eurogamer sources say, and actually across the company. Initially we heard from people in QA, which is quality assurance. Bug testing is often sort of seen as fairly low down on the studio's rung of ladder of positions, and they're often sort of the easiest to go and be replaced by outside contractors, which seems to be what Team 17 is planning to do here. Big changes there, and I think an example of a studio where it doesn't seem to be the case that good profits or good financial results are enough to keep people's jobs safe.
That one really surprised me, just because, as you said, there had been reporting of, you know, healthy profits. I don't know exactly what margin. I don't think they maybe had, you know, a massive windfall of cash surplus, but I was still very surprised to hear that they had been doing what seemed to be really well and really consistently for a little while. And that news made me really quite sad. I mean, all layoffs are sad. I don't want to see that for anyone. But this one did take me more by surprise than others, I think.
Yeah. I think in this particular case, Team 17 is an interesting one because of the positive financial results quite recently. It seems to be that the company itself is changing, and these aren't the first layoffs at Team 17 this year. We did a story back in March where the company talked of a realignment, and that was some of the company's internal art and design teams, as the company shifts more towards publishing games and external development of its own franchises such as Worms, rather than having those games and franchises made internally by people within the company. And you know, if you're sort of thinking these layoffs now are sort of a continuation of that, the company itself is changing, and the model now seems to be that it wants to move a lot of that stuff outside of the studio and become more of a publisher with a much slimmer operation. But people I've spoken to, you know, obviously they're very concerned because they're out of a job. They've also worked hard on projects at the studio with external development partners, and they're now concerned about those projects because if they're not working on them, and you know, an entire team of people that was working on them is no longer working on them, what's going to happen to those projects?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of concern around that studio at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine there being huge knock-on effects for, yeah, the wider picture as well, not just the individual who's been affected by the layoff.
We talked a bit about Hyenas last week. And obviously those layoffs, while no less sad, do seem to make a bit more practical sense because the game that those people have been working on is no longer present. It's been cancelled, obviously. I don't know if either of you guys sort of want to talk about the practicalities of people not just being able to be put straight onto another project because once it's in production, you know, different roles are needed.
See, there was a report yesterday that came to light, and one of the developers, it was an anonymous developer, so I'm not entirely sure what role they had during this game, but they actually said that they weren't particularly angry at Sega for cancelling the game, which, you know, I assumed they would be. But they were saying they were more angry, and again, they weren't angry about their redundancy, because I think in their mind it made sense because, you know, this game was no longer happening. But they were saying that they were really disappointed by the fact that the redundancies are also affecting people who had nothing to do with that game. So they were talking about people in like the IT department who are now being made redundant after this shutdown, which I suppose, I mean, I'm from the outside looking in, I just saw Hyenas had been cancelled, and I just, you know, naively maybe assumed that it would only affect the people who had been working on that game. And as that developer pointed out, you know, if we don't have a game to create, then yes, maybe that makes sense for us to be made redundant. I mean, I'm still not saying that that's a good situation to be in. But I hadn't appreciated that the fact that it would also potentially affect a wider spread within Creative Assembly, the Sega kind of umbrella.
Is the suggestion then that the company wants to slim down and the cancellation of this project is a moment where they can sort of look at some of the other cuts that they are thinking of making anyway, and now is the time to do it at the same time?
I mean, I suppose that could be the logical way of thinking about it if you were someone in the sort of higher up level of Sega Creative Assembly. I still don't like it. So,
Liv, how do you feel about this as a capitalist point of view?
I think you mean anti-capitalist. Don't get me wrong.
Make sure you don't tarnish her with the wrong brush there.
Yes, exactly. when it comes down to it, when you just look at it overall, you kind of just realise that these are big companies and they are being run essentially by people at the top who are just looking at numbers, and they want to make numbers go up. And if that means cutting, you know, 50, 100 people, cutting them and making them jobless, then they'll do it. And unfortunately, that's sort of the sad reality of the society we live in.
And it sucks. Yeah,
and it sucks. It sucks. It shouldn't be like that, but sadly it is.
Yeah, this is by no means just a video game industry situation. Obviously, I realise that's what we focus on. But yeah, you're right. It is just part of life, sadly. And it does suck.
I think, you know, Team 17 is a lot sort of harder to puzzle out. Hyenas, playing devil's advocate, Liv, can you sort of see why Sega has reached the point with that project where they feel like they're probably not ever going to turn a profit on it, and they could continue pouring money and resources and people's time into it, but if it's never going to be the success that it needs to be to fund the money that's already been put in, they have to at some point say, we're drawing a line here.
I can understand that, but at the same time, it was so close to probably actually launching. Like, it was at trade shows, people were playing it, and then all of a sudden to just cancel it like that, it's not fair, really, on the people that have actually been working on it for months and years to not then have, like, sorry, your work was for nothing, you've got nothing to show for it.
Yeah. That's an interesting comment, point.
I was going to say Liz's comment there has actually kind of led me to another load of layoffs. And I was thinking now about the fact that there's been layoffs at Naughty Dog, and I'm now concerned that a similar thing's going to happen with their multiplayer release for The Last of Us Part 2. And I'm now wondering, like, what is happening with that game? Is this going to be another Hyenas situation where it's just, they're going to say, you know what, it's, you know, too much for too little. Let's just stop.
Yeah, for people who aren't aware, do you want to quickly recap? It was the story this week, right?
There was a report from Kotaku, I think it was, that originally said that the Last of Us multiplayer hasn't been cancelled, but it's on ice, I think is the sort of quote that has been going around. And during that also, and I don't think they specifically said whether or not they're directly related to the multiplayer project, but there were layoffs reportedly at Naughty Dog as well. And I think most people have put two and two together and worked that the people that were being laid off were somehow connected to this multiplayer project that has been long in the works. It was obviously originally meant to release with Part 2 back in 2020. Was that when Part 2 came out? And it then got moved to being a sort of standalone multiplayer release, which was going to have more live service elements. Then more recently, we heard that Bungie had been brought on to help with the project, and they weren't happy with how it was progressing. And so things kind of stalled a bit. And now this latest report is that this multiplayer is on ice and there have been redundancies at the studio.
Yeah. And something I think that may be the case with Hyenas and the Naughty Dog thing, although probably more so with the Naughty Dog thing, is something that came up yesterday, actually, in an entirely different set of layoffs, which is the ones at BioWare, people who'd been working on Dragon Age, 50 people let go in August. Today, we've just heard that QA staff who'd been working on that project out of Keyword Studios, who formed a union, they've also been let go. One of the issues that came up from the Dragon Age people who were fired in August was they are saying they should get further compensation for their layoffs, partially because they'd worked at the studio in some cases for over 2 decades, and they're looking for compensation reflective of their years of service. So people, you know, who worked at a company for 20 years, given the same severance package as someone who maybe just worked there a couple of years. The other thing is that they're saying because of the non-disclosure agreements, the NDAs that BioWare has, that they are unable to really go to another employer, try and find work and say, look, this is what I've been working on. Here's my portfolio, because it's of a game that's not come out. Mm. And therefore they are bound by their contract to not show work on a game that's not come out elsewhere outside of the company. And it's seemingly a small issue, but it really struck me as like a very practical issue, where if any of us are trying to find a new job, one of the first things that we do is get a CV together, get a portfolio of our work, and we show it to people to say, look, this is what we can do. If you're not able to do that, how are you? It makes it so much more difficult. And the same must be true for people who worked at Naughty Dog on The Last of Us multiplayer, if they're trying to now find jobs elsewhere and they can't show what they've been working on for years.
As I say, because that must be at least, it was in development before, obviously, The Last of Us Part 2 released and then got changed. So this is, you know, a good period of time if people have been on that project from the start.
Yeah, like say you come into a project as a junior and you work on something for 3-4 years and you get promotions and you know, obviously your work gets better over time as you do more of it. And you're not able to show that work, and you're then just able to show stuff from, say, 3-4 years back, and obviously you've progressed since then. Yeah, reading that, that completely makes sense. I mean, the list is fairly endless. Obviously, another big one recently was Epic Games. It occurred last week, I think, just after we recorded the newscast, so we didn't have time to talk about it then. But hundreds of people gone from across the company in all sorts of positions. And the UK studio behind Fall Guys, Mediatonic, seemingly taking a real
hit.
Yes. Yeah. That image of the Mediatonic letters being swapped around to then say Decimation instead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heart-wrenching. Questions, I think. I mean, Epic Games has said that Fall Guys will continue to be one of its priorities, but just the practicalities there of how that can happen and how that will look with seemingly so many people gone.
Do you think that is a result of the fact that during the pandemic in 2020, there was this big upsurge in these kind of party games because people were using them during lockdowns to socialize and have this sort of release? Do you think this is a sort of side effect of we had this peak, companies capitalized on it, and now the peak has dropped? And do you think those two are related?
Yeah, I do. And I think this speaks to sort of the wider issue behind many more of the layoffs, which is that companies have grown and they grew quite significantly during COVID. And then because we were all playing games, we were all, you know, seemingly the future was accelerating towards us playing games and interacting with people online far more than we are now when we're sort of post-lockdown and things are reverting somewhat to normal and companies are adjusting what was quite a fast hiring period, slowing down, slimming down, and reverting to some extent to how they were before. Microsoft and Google and, I mean, Meta, all the big tech companies have had layoffs this year and said fairly similar that they are reducing their hiring and that they're not hiring more positions. Team 17 had a hiring freeze through this year before it made the layoffs. And a lot of those other companies were the same, that companies sort of had to make bets on where they thought the graph would be in 2023. And the fact that it's not there means they now have to course correct by laying off people.
Yeah,
big sigh.
I can't think of a more appropriate response than just big sigh, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I was just looking through the number of layoff stories that we've done on Eurogamer. Embracer is a big one too, although like it was difficult to know what their endpoint was for all of the franchises and studios that they were buying up, but they really needed a success and quickly. And Saints Row didn't deliver that. And then they lost their investment that was reportedly coming from
Saudi.
The Saudi investment fund. Hence lots of layoffs there. CD Projekt in July, third round of layoffs in 3 months, 100 employees affected. Ubisoft layoffs in May, customer relations office in Newcastle.
Yeah, there's Microsoft Dynamics as well, weren't there, recently?
Yeah. It's been a bad year for video game job losses. And these things, you know, they're always happening. This is sort of cyclical. Studios grow and get big, get too big probably, and then they shed workers and some of them go off and form their own small little studios, which then in turn grow big, maybe too big possibly, and then shed workers. But it's, I don't know, I can't remember a year quite as big as this for layoffs. And I think it's that cyclical pattern plus the impact of the pandemic maybe accelerating that growth.
Yeah.
And then a lot of studios and companies being in the same position a couple of years afterwards, having to, well, not having to, but looking at the balance sheet and making adjustments accordingly.
Yeah, I think you said it quite well when you said course correct, which I do appreciate companies have to do, but I still don't like hearing about it and writing about it.
Yeah.
Do you think that this will be the worst year for a while, or do you think that it will just carry on getting worse? Talking about like the cyclical, you know, companies growing and then shedding and then smaller companies being made.
I mean, I wonder I if hope maybe it's the worst. People, I hope it's the worst. But I do wonder also if there might be like a hiring, you know, like I'm talking very, very hypothetically here, but like, you know, what if people decide, well, actually, you know, the gaming industry is too risky. I'm going to just do something completely different. So maybe the talent pool will spill into different industries and they can use their skills elsewhere. Maybe. I don't know. I hope this is the worst year because it does feel like it has been a sort of cascade of redundancy stories. And I like writing about silly mods and things, guys. So let's bring that back as being a common thing to write about.
Well, it's a sad topic, but an important one. Let's leave it there for this week. And then hopefully next week we'll have some cheerier stuff to chat about. Thanks if you made it this far. It's much appreciated. Victoria, where can people find you on social media?
I am at Lil Chop Shop Gal.
And Liv?
I am at Just Cast Holy.
And I'm at Tom Phillips CG. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.